Should I consider not doing missions if it means constant danger for my wife?
Yes, consider it. But after you've considered it, probably you should do it. If she says no, you probably shouldn't. I'm assuming you mean danger for both of you. Not like, okay, I'm going to put my wife at risk while I have a nice secure position. That, if that's what you mean, then you're selfish and you shouldn't be in missions at all. But if you mean, should I consider a calling on my life that brings me, my wife, my children at risk, brings them into risk, I would say yes, because if you don't, the Great Commission, let's say, if everybody goes that route, the Great Commission will never be finished. Unless you say it should only be finished by single people. Let's let the single people suffer. We married people, we won't suffer. We marry and then escape suffering. I don't think that's the way the New Testament reads. That's why Jesus said, unless you hate mother, father, and so on, wife, you can't be my disciple. And he didn't mean hate in the sense of feel malice toward. He meant hate in the sense that you do take risks so that grandmama says you're acting like you hate her. And you know you don't hate her. You love her and you love all the people who with her you're trying to reach. I don't have a final nice criterion about when to flee and when to stand. That's the old stress that, who wrote it? Bunyan? Bunyan wrote that book on counsel for sufferers, I think it was called. If you ever want to read something, and so Bunyan chose to stay in jail for 12 years when he could have gotten out of jail, and he had a wife and, what, 4 kids, and one of them was blind, and he could have gotten out if he had just signed, I won't preach anymore. And he chose to stay there, and that put them at tremendous risk with poverty. And so he wrote this essay called Counsel for Sufferers, and in it he gives biblical examples of people who fled, like Paul escaping from Damascus through a hole in the wall, instead of being brave. Come on, Paul, why are you sitting in a basket being let down and running away from trouble? And Paul throwing himself, as it were, to the lions in Ephesus or in Philippi and going to jail, being willing to be beaten. So when do you stand and when do you flee? And he said, God will show you. And so, no, I don't think it's automatic that you keep yourself, your wife, your children out of risk, out of danger, out of suffering. But there will be times when you sense, yes, it is time for the sake of the kingdom and for the sake of all concern that I will move to another place and another ministry. So not a simple answer. I don't have a simple answer to when those decisions are made.